Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, as we glorify our Father in heaven, King of kings, Lord of lords, we bless his holy name tonight. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us and be blessed by these teachings. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. strongly believes in the Great Commission according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Beloved, the gospel of Jesus Christ must be preached throughout the world. We have all the technologies to reach the uttermost part of the earth. So we want to encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God. If you're living in the New York area, we are extending another invitation to you to fellowship with us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412. If you are unable to attend, please write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And we will be very happy to send our lessons to you as we teach in our school of ministry. We want to thank the Lord once again that we can come over the air and to share his word and to lift him up and to magnify him and to praise him.
Thank you.
Tonight's lesson will be standing on the promises, amen, and God's promises for today's believer. We're going to be discussing that tonight, and we pray that it will be a blessing to each and every one of you who will be listening tonight. And if you find it to be a blessing, I encourage you to share it with others, amen. Praise the name of the Lord as we continue on this journey. Thank you. My God, you are awesome. Holy, holy, holy. We bless the name of the Lord tonight. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace.
God of power, Lord of glory.
We thank you, Lord. Tonight to share your words and to share the songs with our dearly beloved brethren. Tonight, listeners, promise is standing on the promises. Joshua 21, verses 43 to 45. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he sware to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. And the Lord gave them rest round about, according to all that he sware unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. There failed not out of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Beloved saints of Christ, saints of the true and living God, I want to ask you to picture peace at last. No violence, everything at peace. A conquering captain enjoys his vessel. Joshua rejoices in the faithfulness of God, and we too must rejoice in his faithfulness. We all face battles in our lives on a daily basis. Some are everyday struggles with common issues of life. Some are life and death encounters with diseases or discouragement. Some involve conflicts with people, conflicts with employers, neighbors, etc. Joshua faced powerful opponents, and he won. So if we find ourselves in a struggle like Joshua, then once we trust in the Lord, he will pull us through. Joshua needed the promises of God, as well as we do today. His responsibilities were immense. Moses had died, and Joshua must assume command. He must lead his people into the promised land. His predecessors had faced many difficulties. The people had grumbled about his leadership. They wanted to retreat and give up, like some of us in the church today. As soon as something does not look like it's progressing, then we want to give up. How could Joshua hope to succeed under these conditions? How do we hope to succeed under these conditions, beloved? His only hope was that God would come through for him, and we too must believe that our good Lord will come through for us. What were these promises? Let us take a look at the scripture and see what it says. And the children of Israel gave unto the Levites out of their inheritance, at the commandment of the Lord, these cities and their suburbs. And the lot came out for the families of the Kohathites and the children of Aaron the priest, which were of the Levites, had by lot out of the tribe of Judah and out of the tribe of Simeon and out of the tribe of Benjamin, 13 cities. And the rest of the children of Kohath had by lot out of the families of the tribes of Ephraim and out of the tribe of Dan and out of the half tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities. And the children of Gershon had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Issachar and out of the tribe of Asher and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, in Bashan, 13 cities. The children of Merari, by their families out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave by lot unto the Levites these cities with their suburbs, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. And they gave out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, these cities which are here mentioned by name. Canaan would be conquered and occupied. Joshua would be able to overcome his foes. The Lord would be with him continually. The Lord would never forsake him. He didn't have to be afraid or dismayed. Promises given to us are equally assuring. We have been promised ultimate victory. The Lord has promised to be with us forever. We've been promised the Lord will never forsake us. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 through 13, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, beloved, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar, whereof they have no right to heat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. We're told never to be afraid, beloved. Joshua found God's promises true, and so will we find God's promises true. The Lord gave Joshua everything he promised. Joshua's people possessed the land. Joshua and his people were given rest. Their enemies were silenced and defeated. Jesus Christ defeated our enemy at the cross, beloved. John chapter 19, verse 30 says, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The resurrection guarantees our Savior and salvation. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1, verse 4, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. We too can stand on God's promises, beloved. And I ask you tonight, what battles are you facing? Whatever you're facing right now in your lives, I encourage you to trust in the God and be victorious every day. God bless you, beloved, as we continue on this spiritual journey. Bless in the name of the Lord.
Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord Almighty. True and righteous are all your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord? Glorify your name. Behold the Lord. Thank you.
thank the Lord. We praise the Lord tonight. We glorify him. We lift him up because he's worthy to be praised. And as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission, we want to thank the Lord for giving us this privilege to share with you his word and to share these wonderful songs tonight. We pray that it was a blessing to you tonight, and we pray that you'll join us again as we continue on this spiritual journey. Be blessed.